the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The text for our sermon today is Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 36, which was our gospel reading. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and he gave me food. I was thirsty, and he gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left hand, You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and he gave me no food. I was thirsty, and he gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and he did not welcome me. Naked, and he did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and he did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Lord God, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, ours is a day of scepticism, of doubt and disbelief. People have been tricked and deceived so many times, they do not want to believe in anything. Sometimes, when in their deepest need, they hear the message of God's love, their only response is, Oh, if I could only believe that. Well, here is God's word with help for such despair. It offers great truths for you. May the Lord bless our meditation. So the first great truth is, Jesus the King comes in glory. The Bible comes into our day of disbelief with the truth. Jesus Christ, the King, the Judge, will come again in heavenly glory. Listen, Jesus says, When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him. The King is coming in heavenly glory. Notice Jesus Christ, who came the first time as the humble little baby in a far, out-of-the-way place, Bethlehem in Judea, is coming again. This is a great truth. Jesus is coming again, and it is definite. Listen to his words again, when the Son of Man comes. There is no question about it in heaven. There is no question about it in the truth that God has made known to man. It is a fact to be tucked away in our memories. Life may go along merrily, or it may be an uphill struggle all the way. It does not matter. One day, Jesus is coming again. Then things will really happen. That is part of his glory, his coming again. Light and angels. When Jesus comes again, it will be really in glory. At his first coming, when God's time had fully come, he came in humility. He was born in a stable, and a manger was his first cradle. When he comes a second time, it will be in glory. No Hollywood scriptwriter, no TV stage designer could ever dream up a scene to reflect such glory. Jesus will come in great glow of bright and glorious light. Adding to the glorious sight will be the host of angels around Jesus. Just thinking of it fills our hearts with happy anticipation. Some time ago, The radio evangelist Billy Graham wrote a book entitled God's Secret Agents. It is all about angels. We thank him for reminding us once again of the importance of the doctrine of angels. When Jesus comes in glory, he will be surrounded by the hosts of heaven. What a sight it will be to have Jesus returning in the company of the heavenly hosts. And by the way, did you catch the word all? It says all the angels with him. This is a word about his glory. Get ready for an amazing sight. Some people say, oh, you can never surprise me, or you can never amaze me, or I have seen it all. No, you haven't. Not until you see Jesus come in his glory. Throne. Note the third item about the glory of Jesus. Not only will there be angels, but there will be a throne. King Jesus will be on his throne of glory. Earthly rulers have soft grey seats decorated in special metals and stones, using the finest of cloth and leather. But Jesus will have a throne of glory. It is beyond our description. All people. In the fourth place, note this about the glory of Jesus. The Bible says all the nations will be gathered before him. All the nations will be assembled before Jesus. Every person of all time will be there. For what purpose? To be judged. What glory. Some large churches may have trouble calculating the number of people present at their worship services, but God has counted all people. All people will appear before King Jesus. This is part of his glory. Jesus, the King, is coming in glory. His coming will be sudden and surprising. This is a great biblical truth for you. By the power of God's Holy Spirit, may this truth fill our hearts with glad anticipation. May we be spurred on to being ready for his coming at all times. As God's people, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we live with eternity in view. The second great truth for you is Jesus the King has a message for you. There are two kinds of people. God's word has great truths for us. And here is another. Jesus the King has a message. Here is the first part of his message. On that day of his coming again, Jesus says all people will be separated into two groups. They shall be separated as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. Let us get right to the point. Here we are shown that there are only two classes of people. Judgment Day, when Jesus comes again, will make that clear. The two kinds of people are believers and unbelievers. Believers of God's truth and rejecters of God's truth. There is no in-between. Either a person is a believer in the truth of God, a believer that for Jesus' sake he is made a child of God, forgiven and saved, or he is an unbeliever who says, I don't believe it, I don't want it, I don't buy that, and goes to everlasting hell. There are only two kinds, believers and unbelievers. Our prayer is that by God's amazing grace, we may be numbered now and always among the believers. The believers are recognised for works of faith. Take a look at what this scripture portion says about those who receive God's truth, about believers, about those who are righteous before God through faith in Jesus Christ. It tells us that these people believe in Jesus Christ as their Saviour and will be recognised for their works of faith. This is what verses 35 and 36 are all about. Jesus the King says, for I was hungry and he gave me food. I was thirsty and he gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. The works of faith are recognised. Believers feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty. They care for strangers. They give clothing to the needy. They visit the sick and they remember prisoners. These are some examples of how true faith acts. This is how faith shows itself. Faith designs good works. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, we have Jesus' words, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Good works are part of the believer's life. They are like a light drawing people's attention to God and his love revealed in Jesus Christ. In James chapter 2, verse 18, you have the words, I will show you my faith by my works. This is what Jesus is saying in this great truth for you. When he comes again, Jesus will reveal the faith of his followers by their good works. The point is that if there is true faith, then there will be good works. Good works demonstrate faith and prove faith. Unbelievers, what does Jesus say about the rejecters of the truth, about the unbelievers? He says they'll be recognised for their lack of good works in verses 42 and 43. Everything the believers did, the unbelievers did not do. We read in James chapter 2, verse 17, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. What a truth for you and me to take to heart. It takes more than words to show faith. Words of faith must be supported by actions of faith. When we say we believe in Jesus Christ as a Saviour, when we acknowledge God as our Lord, we are to prove it with our actions. Our proof is in our love for one another. The proof is in our help for people. The proof is in our giving. Faith cannot stand alone. Where there is faith, there is always action. The king's message is, all people will be divided into two groups. They are either believers or unbelievers. Now is the time for us to capture this truth and determine which group we individually claim as our own. Pray God that we may be true believers in Jesus Christ. The third great truth for us is that Jesus the King announces a verdict. When Jesus comes again, he will announce the verdict. Amazement will fill every heart. The unbelievers as well as the believers will be amazed. They cannot figure it out. Both say to the Lord, to the judge, when did we have the opportunity to do all of these things for you? And that leads the master to say, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. There is a word for the unbelievers, for the unrighteous. You avoided serving others, you avoided serving me also. You had no faith, so there could be no works to demonstrate your faith. That is the verdict. And to the believers in verse 14, he says, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. There it is, the good works, the opportunities to serve Jesus. Caring for the down and outers is caring for the Lord Jesus. What a way for our Lord to encourage us as he takes our little acts of service and love and kindness and says, look, in your faith, you are doing them for me. It is a service to me. In the judgment of Jesus, our cheerful giving and sharing is a demonstration of Christian faith. Jesus says, in faith, you do it for me. This truth offers great encouragement to all true believers. See how Jesus elevates the Christian's good works. Depart, now we are ready for the real verdict of Jesus. Look at verse 41. It says, then he will say to those on his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. There it is for the unbelievers. Depart, leave me. Go away to everlasting condemnation. You are apart from God forever. God in mercy, keep us from such an end. Come, rather let us be among those spoken of in verse 34. There Jesus says to the believers, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. What a blessed word. What a great word. What a great truth for you and me. Do you feel discouraged and all hung up and wrung out by the activities of your life? Is life getting you down? Here is a truth for you. When the King comes again, all who believe in him as their Saviour will be acknowledged as the inheritors of life forever. He says, come you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom. This is the goal placed before us. This is our destination. May we reach it safely. The fourth great truth for you is that Jesus the King offers a final word. Hell. Included in these great truths is Jesus' final word. He says, and these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The unbelievers go away to everlasting punishment. This is the final word. There is no changing it. It is all over. The unbelievers are condemned to hell. Heaven. The believers go into eternal life, life in God's presence, seeing Him face to face in all His glory. There are an absolute harmony with God. They know only joy and delight. It is unending. They are safe at home. So, in our day, this is great truth for us. Sometimes we meet people who say, there is no tomorrow. Sometimes people live like that. They say, do as you please, because death ends it all. Or someone says, I can't think about eternity. There isn't any. And if there is, I can't understand it anyway. Today we have these great truths about Jesus. He is coming again in glory. He has an important message. He will offer the verdict, and He will speak His final words. So, where are we? This is our day of opportunity. Where are we? With unbelievers or with the believers? Are we without the righteousness of Christ? Or do we by faith believe in Him as our Saviour? Now is the time to find out. Plead with the Holy Spirit to lead us to repentance, to a trusting faith and to a new life. Mort Cheshire is a real person. When he was 102 years old, he said, when I was a little boy, I was introduced to Jesus. I have lived with Him all my life. You know He grows more wonderful all the time. May Jesus be more wonderful for you too. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.